You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Maricap News on Thursday, the 18th of November, 2025. I was considering whether or not to do this podcast because my eyes are burning. And I think I need glasses for my computer. I need glasses when I'm looking at the TV screen to read text. I hate that now. A lot of dramas, you have like text messages being shown up, and sometimes the text, I sound old. Oh, I sound really old. Sometimes the text is so small, they can just make it bigger, for heaven's sake. Anyway, I think I need glasses for the computer because I've been doing, updating the website and some backside website development proposals, and my eyes are burning. Anyway, let's talk. Sorry, I'm just. I have to have a whinge at the start. US firms pledge $150 billion investment, pound investment, as in the UK's tech deal is signed. So apparently it's going to be worth or create 7,600 jobs. It's coming from Microsoft and Google. But what is it? The vast majority of the $150 billion, $90 billion will come from Blackstone over the next decade. Although how most of this money will be spent is yet to be decided. The US private equity firm announced in June it would spend $370 billion across Europe over 10 years. So there we are. Microsoft has pledged to spend $22 billion and Google is spending $5 billion. Do you know what? Fair play. I'm not a big fan of royalty. And the whole sort of system there, because I genuinely feel if you want to live in a sort of, you know, equal, fair, democratic society, there shouldn't be a ruling family, you know, at the top, above laws, above income, tax brackets, all that stuff. They're just not in the loop. They're just above it. They sit above, is a strata above society, which they exist and they inhabit. But it sort of served us well here because we've got a president who loves it. He loves the pomp and ceremony and all that nonsense. You know, this grand sort of ball they had last night, this big dinner at... the Americans seeing these pictures must see a completely different Britain to the one we recognise. If you go down your local high street, you know, you don't see any of this. So if you think about how Trump came in, the closest he came to seeing a normal area of UK was landing in Stansted Airport. But he didn't even get into Stansted Airport. Didn't even see one holidaymaker. Now, if you and I go to Stansted, it's full of just holidaymakers, isn't it? And some of the states and those people. But he basically got in his chopper, his helicopter, flew straight to Winfield House, which is the second biggest house in London, second biggest garden in London. Huge mansion. And then he flew to, what was it? The castle, Windsor Castle, which, let's be honest, is not a normal residence, is it, for the UK? And then he flew to Chequers. Again, three mansions he went to. So the pictures in America, they're getting, isn't England fabulous? Now, you walk down the high street and you see the reality of it. It's not fabulous at all. But I think Trump likes it. He respects sort of tradition, all that stuff, but I think he likes it deep down because he would love to be like the royal family, his family. I think he wants a legacy where his family just sit above the laws of the country and they rule forever. And you can see why he has some respect sometimes for these despot leaders that have been there forever, like Putin and President Xi and Kim Jong-un, because they're above the laws. That's what he wants. Ideally, in his world, he wouldn't have to go to elections and all that stuff. You know, the humility of losing an election, he didn't even accept he lost an election. It's too big a, you know, bruising for his ego. So to be, you know, a member of the royal family, it is like, it's untouchable. You know, they've lived in how he's probably thinking, how have they done it? How have they lived like that without any democracy for so many centuries? It's phenomenal. Anyway, it's all worked out well, isn't it? And you know, other countries can't compete on that level, so it's worked out well. So I suppose as a return on investment. As an investor, I suppose they earn their money, the royal family. And he was on his best behaviour. I just watched the press conference. He didn't go on a rant or anything. I think he just didn't want to spoil the day. So there we are. Let's look at a quick look at the markets here. I don't know about you, but it seemed quite good reaction in the markets today. But in fact, there's one bit of more, of course, macroeconomic news is the Bank of England. And the governor said that they've held interest rates at 4%. And he warned the governor, Andrew Bain, we're not out of the woods yet in terms of rising inflation. The bank said it expected inflation to return to its key target, 2%, but remains cautious on when it will trim borrowing costs again. They also announced, basically, they would reduce the amount of government debt it holds at a slower pace. So essentially, they're selling bonds. And that pushes up the yield, which, of course, gives the government, Rachel Reeves, a headache because they have to pay more in interest on the debt they hold. So that's going to ease the pressure. So I think that's all the figures. What are the figures? They're going to bring it down to is it 70 billion? They accumulated £875 billion worth of bonds. It has been reducing the amount of debt it owes by about £100 billion a year through a process known as quantitative tightening. But on Thursday, it said that from October onwards, it would reduce that to £70 billion a year. So there we are. So hopefully that'll help bonds and all that stuff. Let's look at the markets quickly here. I always say quickly, don't know why I said that. FTSE 100, up a fifth of 1%, 9228. The FTSE 250, where is that? That's up 0.6%, 21,744. The FTSE small cap is up a third of 1% to 7,165. And what about the AIM all share? It's flattened down pretty much, down 0.06%, 7,71. Nevertheless, we wanted to get above 7,77 is what we want to break. Commodities, Brent crude, oil down 1%, 67.64. What else we got? Gold is having a bit of a breather, down 1.2%. to 3,673. Copper is down 0.8%. Let's look at Bitcoin. Yeah, it's trying to rally. I mentioned that if it gets above, 115, then it could be good to go. It's now at 117,636. So that's looking bullish there for that. Bonds, 2-year government yield. It's up a fifth of 1%. 3.97% is the yield on the 2-year. On the 10-year, it's 4.68%, up 1.25%. Wow. And the 30-year is up 1.3% to 5.5%. So, you know, a bit of a headache for Rachel Reeves. The pound is weakening against the euro, is it? £1 will buy you €1 14, and against the dollar, it'll buy you $1.35. So that's saying to me, why is the pound weakening? Because the dollar's rising a little bit. Yeah, the dollar index is up 0.4%, 97.38. But there we are. Okay, let's have a look at the microcap database. Where is it? There we are. I've covered a lot of companies in the last few days, and I can't remember which ones I've covered for the podcast. So I just want to do three here. I don't want to, you know, take up too much of your time. Let's have a look here. Let's go first of all today with Begbie's Trainer. I don't think I've covered these for a while. BEG's ticker at 123 a share. They're 194 million market cap, 193 million enterprise value. So what do they do? Business recovery, financial advisory, and property services consultancy provides a range of services, including corporate and personal insolvency, corporate finance and financial advisory valuations, transactional services, and property consultancy planning and management. Rick Trainer, exec chairman, holds 17%. So they did say in their AGM statement, pretty much, results for the first quarter of to 31st of July were in line with our expectations, and overall, we're confident of delivering market expectations for the year. So what are those? Let's look. Scroll down. So, yeah, good start. So let's go back to the full year, first of all. Full year 2025, revenue's up 12%, 153 million. Net profit up 334% to 6.3 million. A net cash of 900K versus net debt of 1.4. And free cash flow of 12.9 versus 5.7, up 125%. So every metric improved there. Now, the forecasts are revenue to be up 6% to 163.2 million. Net profit 9.6 million at 122 a share puts on a PE of 20. Not particularly cheap, but further growth is expected in 27. So 27, revenue up 6%, 172.9 million. Net profit jumps by 54% to 14.8 million. Puts on a PE of 13. Decent growth and value there. And even further out, this forecast is 28. Revenue up 4%, 179.3 million. And net profit up 24% to 18.4. And that puts them on a PE of 11 at 120 a share. Decent growth. I think that's worth a watch. Begbie's. Beg is ticker. Check it out. In fact, I need to call. Yeah. What else is there? Teng Lifestyle. Let's have a look at that. That's the idea I've covered. Teng. T-E-N-G is ticker. Teng Lifestyle partners with global financial institutions and other premium brands to attract and retain wealthy and mass affluent customers. It's like a concierge service, isn't it? At 58 pence a share, a market cap of 55 million, enterprise value 51. And what did they announce? Let me scroll down here. There is a full year trading update. Ahead of market, as well. In fact, they say, let me just scroll down to my comments, a lot easier. In their full year trading update, adjusted EBITDA increased by £1.8 million on the prior year to £14.6 million, ahead of market expectations, and up £400K to £13.2 million at constant currency. Adjusted EBITDA margin is expected to improve to 22.2%. So, forecast of 25, revenue up 4% to £65.7 million, net profit 2.5. At 58 pence a share, forecast PE is 22, not compelling, but decent profit growth. Revenue for 26, up 11% to 73 million forecast, net profit up 92% to 4.8. Now, at 58 pence a share, PE of 12, good growth and reasonable valuation. And 2027, they're in revenue up 5% to 76.6 million, and net profit up 21% to 5.8 million. At 58 pence a share, forecast PE of 10, good growth and decent value. I think that is worth a watch as well. Teng Lifestyle Group. Anything else? Let's do SRT. They're not profitable, but I cover them because they're close to profitability. Oh, do you know why my internet is so slow? I'm clicking a link here. I think my sons are downloading Fortnite. These games are ridiculous. Well, we've got terrible internet at this house. It's going to be upgraded soon, apparently, end of the year. But whatever you download or do an update on these games, they're like 80 to 100 gig. Just the updates, not the game, the updates. And they suck the entire internet into their computers. And we can't even watch Netflix. Anyway, SRT, a global leader in maritime domain awareness products and systems, our solutions integrate multiple technologies, advanced analytics, innovative digital display systems, logistics, and command and control to provide enhanced maritime surveillance, security, safety, and management for national authorities, such as coast guards and fishery authorities. Wow, that's a heck of a sentence. At 78 pence a share, there are 195 million market cap, that's 195, enterprise value of 206. So a little bit of debt there. New systems contract award, they've announced. Received formal written notification of an award from a new sovereign customer for supply of a substantial maritime surveillance system. The contract is expected to be worth approximately $200 million. There's no change to the forecast as yet, as this will take months to land. But if it does, and the broker suggests, this new project would represent a material increase in the existing active contract order book of £330 million and upside to forecasts. But as yet, of course, it'll take months to land, they're saying. Current forecasts are revenue up 423% to £77.5 million, net profit 900K, which is up 107%. At 77 pence a share, a PE of 215. But for the progress expected, 2026 figures. Revenue up 48% to 115.8 million. Net profit up 989% to 9.8 million. Now, this puts them on a PE of 20. Excellent growth and not overly valued for this type of growth, a PE of 20. But it does moderate in 27. They're saying revenue up 7% to 123.4 million. Net profit up 9% to 10.7. That's a PE of 18. But, of course, they're a contractual business, so they could win another contract, and that would increase the E in the PE, bringing that PE ratio down. Word of warning, though, SRT's track record of delivery is not very good. They announce big contracts, which tend to be delayed, and on top of this, they've had their fair share of controversy. Seeing RNS on the April the 24th, 2024. So they have a tendency to miss estimates. Let's hope it's different this time. They do have some good technology, so worth a watch maybe. If they do achieve the estimates for this year, it means they will be eligible for the microcap league because they then become profitable. But yeah, there's always that worry of delay and slippage in contracts. That's a draw. That's it. Thanks for listening. Listen, if you want to become a member, please do now because the price has gone up for new members. Existing members will have the same price. They joined that. So if you join now, it won't go up. I'm just upgrading the website and with some other features. But you can still get 25% off that. Just go to sharepickers.com and click on the about bit at the top. And so it works out to less than £3 a week. You know, and like I said, in the last few days, on my own, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Over 30 companies in the last two or three days on my own. And for every company covered, you see everything from the company metrics, company descriptions. You get growth and value ratios, you get broker comments, you get forecasts, you get chart analysis, you get my comments, and there's lots of other stuff. So what I cover on the podcast is about 5% of the information. And if that's not worth less than £3 a week, £2.88 a week actually, £2.88, then I don't know what is. Thanks for listening. And if there's news out tomorrow on Friday, we'll speak tomorrow. But if not, have a nice weekend. And we'll speak next weeky. I may do one anyway. It depends how much time I've got. But I'm at the moment editing a video, doing some back-end stuff on the website and inputting lots of data onto the website too. So I've got... you know, my time is tied up a little bit. But thanks for listening. It's much appreciated. Bye-bye.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.